Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday the 28th of December 2018. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas and you are getting ready for the festivities in a couple of days. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life may well be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. So, now on to the synopsis of today's show. I'm going to start the show talking about extinction, human extinction, and whether it would be a tragedy if human extinction were to take place. If you think it would, just bear with me until you've heard what I have to say, and then reconsider your opinion. Then I will talk about tax cuts, which can give you a short-term boost, but the deficits are almost permanent, and that's what people forget. And they get worse as more people retire and the wars continue. So bear that in mind as well. Then I'm going to talk about Bitcoin ATMs, which may be being used to launder money. Just a short comment on that. Did you know that a quarter of the world's people over the age of 25 will experience a debilitating stroke during their lifetime? And that's according to a new study. Well, throughout history, the world has witnessed and undergone many resets. The coming adjustment will come, and it will most likely be ugly and often volatile. So I shall give that some airtime. Now, I haven't talked about South Africa very much during the show, but South Africa's president, Jacob Zuma, was finally forced to resign last week, which is, in fact, a big deal for South Africa. The country has been suffering for nearly a decade under Zuma's corruption. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. Donald Trump's ill-fated first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, will twist in the wind for another 3 months. So we really thought it would be a good thing to give some background to all these things which are going on with the various different people. And then I thought I would look at what happens in a government shutdown. Now, the fact is, the government does shut down from time to time, and everybody knows about it, but you may not know what exactly happens during a shutdown. So I thought I'd spend about 5 minutes giving you the lowdown on the shutdown. Then we will finish with a poll, which showed that although 91% of respondents had health insurance this last year, 53% of those with insurance had trouble paying their medical bills. So even you must know by now that Medicare is not a simple, nice nirvana for people who fall sick and get all their medical bills paid. Far from it. It's a very different story. So I'm going to talk about that to terminate the show. And if those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call are interested, I will gladly email individually three free shows to you so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows, and I'll do the rest. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So you may feel free to select any three shows, but I highly recommend the most recent three shows because that'll give you a good idea of how I treat the ongoing current affairs, although I don't promise to mention each and every one of them, so don't always be expecting a comment on your favourite subject of the day. Anyway, I wish you again all a wonderful new year if you don't happen to listen to the show of the 31st. And with that, I shall take my leave. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call saying bye-bye until the 31st.